everybody. It's me, Bill Dozer, the Bulldozer. That's right. You're listening to The Grinder, 99.9. Put that upside down. That's 666, Mark of the Beast. Ladies, how you feeling out there? Don't care. Don't want to know. Why are you out of the kitchen? I'm just kidding, ladies, but not really. The other day I was watching some basketball, some pro basketball, watching athletes at the top of their game. Flashes on the screen, this ESPN, I don't know if you heard of this ESPN, but this ESPN flashes across the screen, right? And this girl jumps in, she's talking to Pop. She's talking to Greg Popovich. The only thing I can think of is, what is going through Pop's mind? He's got to be thinking, why is this woman talking to me? Why is she opening her yapper telling me what I need to do in the second half of this basketball game? It's 99.9 The Grinder. This is the Bulldozer, Bill Dozer, with you right here on 99.9 San Diego's Whale's Vagina. Why don't you go ahead and dive on in and let's sail the ocean blue. You know what I mean? Thanks for tuning in. Lots to get to here in San Diego, the greatest city in the world, except for football. That's right, football team long gone, but don't worry, we're going to talk about them pretty much as we can. This station, probably don't know what this station is really, right? You're probably thinking to yourself, what is this station? It's not an FM dial, but there's just the talk and there's really cool music. That's right, it's rock and roll, it's talk, it's sports, it's everything that guys dig, man. We talk about boobs, we talk about legs, and we talk about butts. High five, low five, give me some nucks. That's right. This radio, your radio right now is probably going through a weird transition. Like you're listening to it and it sounds super, super loud. And that's because we are here in the studio and we can't contain the excitement for what we're going to bring to you guys. I mean, the excitement is actually palpable, as they call it. I'm not sure what that means. I actually don't know how to spell it, but that's what the excitement is. I mean, this is talk radio. This is what the guys always wanted. Guys always wanted to sit around and listen to other guys talk about how stupid everything is that's girly related. Lots to get to. Padres spring training. We want to talk about that for sure. But don't worry. Okay, we're going to take your calls. We're going to talk baseball. This is a four-hour program. You know what I mean? So we'll dedicate the last 10 minutes to baseball. That's for sure. We'll get to that. Want to talk about Chargers. I know, San Diego. Not supposed to talk about the Chargers, but we're going to anyway, because guess what? We hate the bloggers. That's right. We don't shit what the bloggers say, or the Twitter people, or the sad little lefty liberals. Right here on The Grinder, 99.9, Mark of the Beast, flip it upside down. We care about three things: guns, potatoes, steak, and meat. That's right. Guns, potatoes, steak, meat. That's our tagline here at The Grinder. All right, we think about those things. We like beer. We like real beer, all right? We like Natty Ice. We like Mike's Hard Lemonade. We like nipple rings. We like real guy stuff here at 99.9 The Grinder. Flip that upside down. Mark of the Beast, Whale's Vagina. And also, you know, you probably listen to this station thinking, man, I'm so happy that they finally have a station that appeals to me. You know what I'm talking about? To me, the guy that likes to pump some iron, lift some weights, take some steroids, rubber band his testicles, stuff that guys love to do. You're probably excited for that, and welcome in. I want you to give us a call, 570-19999. Flip that upside down. That's all sixes, Mark of the Beast, Whale's Vagina, MAGA. Now listen, you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, I don't know what to do right now because I'm feeling offended. I'm feeling my snowflake is being burst. I'm a little lefty girl. I don't know what to do right now. This radio station is too loud. It sounds too bad. Like, the quality sounds bad. I don't know what to do. I'm so used to good things. Where's Scott Kaplan when you need him? Well, you're not going to get that here, all right? We're not going to any delis. We're not going to horse races. The only horse races we're going is out to the bars at night looking for the last girl at the stool. You know what I'm talking about? That's the only thing we're doing. Lots to get to. Want to talk sports. First off, we're going to talk about Kobe Bryant winning an Oscar. That's right. One of the greatest basketball players of all time took his game next level. He sat down and he started drawing an animated short. Kobe Bryant and some other dude got together and they started drawing. Just had a flip book, a little sketchbook like Mad Libs. And they just started going through it and he started drawing. I have no idea that he's an artist. Did you know he's an artist? Have you heard about this Kobe Bryant guy? I don't know if you heard about him. Kobe Bryant, here's the thing. Big, greatest basketball player. And then he tries to go to Hollywood. So I don't know what happened to Kobe Bryant. I thought he was a guy, okay? I thought he was a guy. You know, you heard about what happened in Denver. I mean, that's what guys do in Denver, you know what I mean? That Kobe Bryant story that came out of Denver, that's what guys do, okay? I don't know about this Kobe Bryant now in Hollywood. I mean, oh, is Did you hear that? Is that the sound of Kobe Bryant dancing around the basketball court? Is that what he's turned into, some lefty liberal? Here on the Grinder 99.9, Mark of the Beast MAGA, we support Donald Trump, we support the NRA, and we support good Christian values like boobs, butts, and guns. You know what I'm talking about? That's our slogan here at the Grinder: boobs, butts, and guns. I don't know about you guys, but right now I'm wearing a tank top and I am currently flexing. I'm currently flexing this entire time. My muscles have not become unflexed since I pushed record on this mother. The Grinder, that's what we do. We believe in Jesus Christ and the Bible. Right there in Genesis. I don't know if you've ever read the Bible. I've read the Bible. Right there in the Bible, Genesis, okay? Genesis 1:1, it says, guns, MAGA, Donald Trump. You probably haven't read it, but I've read it, all right? And that's what we like to talk about here on the Grinder 99.9. Flip that upside down. We're talking about Donald Trump, Mark of the Beast, okay? And here what we do, you're hearing that music right now. You're gonna hear, what we like to do, we like to go ahead and we wanna stand, everybody stand up right now. I want you to put your hands over your heart or your hands straight up in the air. And I want you to, because here on the Grinder, we support conservatives, we support America. We support guns, NRA, macaroni and cheese, bacon, and America. So everybody stand up. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance here because we believe in America on this radio station. I don't know about you lefty liberals and you sad Hillary Clinton, but here, that's what we celebrate, all right? No bicycles have been ridden. If anything's been ridden, you know what I'm talking about. That girl named Bicycle, you know, that we met over at JP's. That's what we're talking about here on the Grinder 98.9. Flip that upside down, Mark of the Beast. Everybody stand up right now. It's time for the national anthem here. Donald Trump, MAGA. Fills you with pride. It fills you with pride here on the Grinder. I'm so happy you guys could be with us. This is the bulldozer, Bill Dozer, with you. I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours. And don't worry, we'll talk Padres. We'll talk spring training. We'll get to that. I'm really excited about this Dinelson Laminette. Laminette is one of those players. I can't believe we got Laminette in that trade. A lot of people, you know, say it's a bad trade, but I think the fact that we traded Eric Hosmer and we got this kid Dinelson Laminette, and the fact that we were able to get this kid for Eric Hosmer is one of the more fantastic things that AJ Preuler has ever pulled off. I mean, you know, Preuler is a guy who knows what he's doing. He's been in the industry a long time. He's a smart kid. I'm excited. So we're going to talk about Laminette. We're going to talk about losing Hosmer and what that means for the Padres. And also in a little bit, we're going to have my bartender. He's going to come in. Tito's going to come in. He's going to talk to us. And the other sports topic I want to talk about is the Oscars. I don't know if you saw the Oscars. Kobe Bryant, best of all time. He drew a movie and he won an Oscar for it. That's really exciting. But also the best picture, this fish in the water thing, the fish in the shape of the fish or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know what it is. You know why I don't know? Because I don't go to the movies, okay? I'm not one of those pansy-mansies that go to the movies. You put on your little 3D glasses and you sit there next to your girlfriend or your boyfriend. I don't know. Apparently it's legal now. You sit there next to them and you put your hand in the popcorn. You don't know what's in the popcorn. You hope it's just popcorn. High five, low five, give me some nuts. You know what I mean? So I don't go to the movies anymore. Maybe you do. Maybe you support Hillary Rodham Clinton. You go to the movies. I don't know. That's not what we do here at the Grinder 99.9. Flip that upside down, Mark of the Beast. But this Fish in the Water movie wins Best Picture. And apparently, the movie stars a mute woman. And I'll tell you, I don't know if you heard about this mute woman. I can get on board with that. That's my type right there. Mute woman? That is my only type of woman. You know what I mean? I mean, high five, low five, give me some nux explosion. That is the only type of woman I want. A woman that's going to be mute. I mean, I think that's a Bible verse. Leviticus number 9. And I can't spell Leviticus, but if you read the Bible, hey, good for you, MAGA, NRA, guns are great. But man, my goodness, mute woman, that's like a dream come true. Call us right now, 570-999-999, flip that upside down. And that's the numbers you got to call. You can also email us. We got a great website up right now. Our buddies put that up. It's GeoCities. It's thegrinder.geocities.com. Go ahead and check that out and leave us your comments there. Also, we're on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. I don't know what our at symbol is. I write mainly in capitals all the time because that's what I am. I'm loud and I'm proud that I'm here. But this Fish in the Water movie, it stars this mute woman, right? She's mute. Thank God for that. Amen. I mean, whoever thought of that, genius Hollywood marketer right there, because that means guys are going to come see that movie. A lot of guys are going to band together and say, hey, let's grab a couple Natty Ices. Let's pound them. Let's break the bottles, stab a couple fairies, and then go to the movies and we watch this mute woman kind of do what she does. And then I hear that she actually has sex with the fish, not once, but twice. She has sex with this fish twice. And I'm sitting there with my buddies and I'm watching it. We got our 3D glasses on. They kept telling me, hey, Dozer, listen, Dozer, it's not a 3D movie. You don't have to wear the 3D glasses. But I was like, if I'm going to the movies, I'm wearing 3D glasses. And I put the 3D glasses on, and I'm like, did I see that? Is it just the 3D? Is it the fact that she had the sex once, but the 3D means that I see it twice? Is that what happened? No, apparently she has it. And Hollywood is like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. This is what we're doing now. So, you know, good for you, liberals. Good for you, you lefties. My goodness. I mean, Scott Baio was right when he said Hollywood's going... So anyway, this fish in the water, shape of the water, fish in the moat, you know, Marco Polo, whatever it is, little gay for my taste. It's a little gay. Anyway, listen, we got lots to talk about here on the first episode ever of the Grindr. The Bulldozer, Bill Dozer with you, the Doze. We got lots to talk to. We're going to talk about baseball. Sure, we're going to get to that. Twitter, I hear you. We're going to talk about more important things about sports, like Kobe Bryant's Oscar. Women, what are they doing? Chloe Kim. We're going to talk about this, Chloe Kim. One, how do we get rid of Asians, first of all, right? They're coming in here nonstop. I mean, if you're an immigrant, I get it. I get why you want to be in America, greatest country ever. But this immigrant Asian snowboarder, I mean, can you believe it? Okay? I mean, whoa! Okay, so we're getting rid of her. I'm going to talk about how we can make that happen. I got a lawyer coming on, an immigration lawyer. I met him down at JP's. And we're going to talk nonstop about how we get rid of these Asians from coming in here and taking over the Olympics. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. This is the Bulldozer, the Bulldozer. Right now, we're going to play a little Thin Lizzy because that's what guys like. They like girls named Lizzy, and they like them thin. You know what I mean? Also, fish in the water has sex with a fish. That makes sense for a woman to have sex with a fish because you know what else smells like fish. This is Bulldozer, the Dozer, the Grindr. 99.9, flip it upside down. Mark of the Beast, Thin Lizzy, jailbreak time.
There's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. Hide and low, looking right to left. You see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak, so won't you be around? Don't you be around. Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Try and stop us. good for long. Searchlight on my trail. Tonight's the night, all systems fail. Hey, you, good looking female. Come in.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town.
The Grinder 99.9.